Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, energetic, and in between. I dive into the subjects of mediumship, psychopomp, psychic work, shamanic work, shamanic healing, mediumship, Reiki, past life regression therapy, and beyond. Well, welcome to episode 6. This is, this next story or this next podcast is related to belief systems and in particular Christianity. So I wanted to talk about this because it is a big part of who I am and how I conduct my life and how I connect to my clients and students. Now I'm bringing it up because I didn't have any connection or belief in Christianity prior to some of the stories I'm going to share with you. And I think in sharing the stories, you'll kind of understand. So first I want to preface before I really get into these stories, there's two topics that I'm going to talk about that I won't go into depth into on this podcast. One is transmediumship. And transmediumship is the embodiment of an energetic body within your own physical body. So basically allowing the spirit of another to step into my own body and allow them to speak through me. So that's one thing I'm going to talk about. The other are the way that I channel my meditations and my ability as a clairvoyant. So two things that I'm going to talk about, but I won't go into depth in this podcast. But what I do want to talk about, and the reason that I'm bringing this subject up, is because through my healing journey and really understanding and coming to terms with the fact that I could communicate with bodies of energy that no one else could see was a difficult thing to come to terms with. You start to question the natural order of things and the world as you know it. As I'm sure a lot of you listening to this and or having experienced might be doing the same thing. So I want to delve into a little bit about my belief system, how I started coming to terms with things, and how I can relate to others. Now, I believe I've said it in earlier podcasts, one of the most important things to me is experiencing so that I can believe it. And if I'm seeing it and experiencing it, I believe it, then I can speak to it and I can relate to clients or students on their level. And a lot of people have belief systems in our Western culture in God, and in particular in the Christ figure and Christianity. So I want to speak to that today and how I got to that point. So here we go. It was about, I don't know, a little over 4 years ago when I started working with another woman to delve deeper into transmediumship. And as I explained before, transmediumship is the embodiment of a spiritual being in your body or an energetic being in your body. Now, we've been practicing that for a while, and some of the things that came up during that practice was the belief in, or the understanding of, Christ, his purpose here, and what people or the collective consciousness learned from his being here. So we discussed that a lot, especially as I continued with transmediumship and embodying these beings in my body and listening to the messages that came through. There was a clear disconnect for me. I couldn't relate to or understand in a higher power or higher being, and in particular, I couldn't understand or relate to Christianity. So in working with this person, she said, well, all you need to do is ask to remember, and you'll remember. You'll be shown. So I said, oh, all right, well, I guess I'll do that. And the way those teachings came to me was through my normal process. And what I'll say to anyone is when you are trying to manifest something, whether it be, in my case, an experience, something that I needed to be taught or shown, maybe you're trying to manifest wealth or money or security for yourself, that manifestation is going to come in the way that is incorporated into your daily life. So I won't get off track and start talking about manifestation, but it's going to come in the way that is sort of in the natural order of things for you. It's not going to completely tug you out of your, unless you need that, but most likely it won't. Or it's going to tug you out of the natural order of things and, you know, take you on some tangent somewhere. Just like, you know, my original stories about the sort of awakening, it came through my grief process. So it came through a natural order of things. It wasn't, you know, it didn't completely throw me off, because then what I would have done? I probably would have checked myself into a psych ward. So I host a live meditation, and this is where my visions and experiences came through. During that meditation process, I use my ability as a clairvoyant to tap into the energies around me and my higher self, and I convey what I see to my live viewers and to, you know, this recorded broadcast through guided meditation. That's worked for me for a long time. And during that process, I started to experience something much deeper. And some of those people that are still, you know, still following me now from those days might remember some of the Christ images and things that came through, because I would come back from, you know, meditating during our live broadcasts and have, you know, tears running down my eyes, because I was experiencing something in a magnitude I could not control my emotions. The first things I began to experience, I experienced them, and this again goes back to you're going to experience things in relation to what you understand and know. I experienced them through vision, but I also felt, as I do when I recall a past life, that I am embodying, I'm in that body, I am experiencing the life of that person. In this experience, these visions, I embodied, or I was in the body of another, experiencing life through their eyes, but I was not that person. I could very clearly feel the difference from a past life recollection and knowing I was that person to being almost like the energetic entity that I embody in my body, being that energetic entity and going into the body of another so that I can see through their eyes and experience what they experience. So the first of those visions, there were five approximately, the first of those visions had me in a crowd of people standing next to Jesus Christ. I was a female figure and I was surrounded by children. And he was speaking. And that was it. I recognized that it was a large event. There, a lot of people had come to see him. And I was walking with him. I was one of his people or disciples, so to speak. The next visions that followed were much more intense. That was sort of my, here you go, Jill. This is, you know, a basic experience of what he did, the charisma he embodied and the people that he touched in a way that was, you know, so profound that they started to see things in the world differently. So I was like, okay, I can kind of understand what's happening here. And then the visions that followed were, as I said, much more intense. I was one of them, which is a strange one to talk about, but I'll talk about it. Was an experience that I had at what is most well known as the Last Supper. So before Christ is crucified, he has this last meal with his disciples. And during that last meal, he partakes in a sort of ritual and identifies bread as his body and wine as his blood. And I'm sitting there next to him, well, experiencing sitting there next to him as I'm embodying this other person. And he turns to me, very close to me, so close that I could feel his breath on my face. And he gives me, tears some bread and gives me the bread. And then we go through this process of accepting him. Then he gives me a goblet of wine. And this is where it got weird. During my, you know, again, I'm meditating live in front of an audience, and I'm living through the experience of someone else. So it was a very strange experience. But he hands me this goblet, and he breathes into my ear to drink the wine and to accept his blood as my blood. And I remember smelling it, like, but it's just wine. And he sort of tips the cup, like, to drink the wine. And I take the goblet to my lips. I can feel the cool wine against my lips. I can taste the sweetness of the wine. And then I drink. And as soon as the wine comes into my mouth, it's no longer wine. I can feel that it's warm, and I swallow. And that was the end of that vision. From that point forward, I started having some deeper thoughts about Christianity and the belief system. And when I say deeper thoughts, deeper contemplation about the purpose that he served in shifting awareness, okay? I'm very logical person. I would love to have blind faith in something. I wish I could do that, but I'm not that person. I'm a person that has to experience something to truly embody it. And so we weren't done. I continued to have visions. I had a vision walking with him only partially until he was taken, seeing him being crucified. And the final vision that I had, which was probably the most significant, was his resurrection. So I, again, embody the same disciple, was this woman. And in the vision, she goes to a tomb, and in front of this tomb is a large round stone, which she rolls away and walks into this tomb. What was really interesting about this vision was when it began, I was me. I was Jill. I was Jill, and I didn't exactly know where I was. I just knew that I had to go into this cave. And so I go into this cave, and midway through the cave, I realize I'm no longer Jill, that I am now embodying this person, this woman named Mary. I could hear her name in my mind as if I was speaking it to myself. And I walked to this sort of shelf, like a stone shelf in the cave. There were a couple of them. And there was nothing there but this white cloth. And I was confused because I'm me, but I'm in this other person's body. And I turn because there's someone coming into the cave behind me. And I turn to them and I just say, he's gone. And I see this shock on this person's face. And as I'm within Mary's body, I start to have the realization that when they're talking about him, they're talking about Christ. And I immediately understand where I am. We walk out of this opening together, this sort of cave together. And to my left is this sort of light. I don't know any other way to explain it. It was the brightest light, but it didn't hurt your eyes to look at it. It wasn't like looking at the sun. It was looking at the purest, brightest light you could imagine. The light turned into this figure, and to my right were three others. There were two women and a man. I don't know who the man was. And one of them exclaimed, "He is risen. He is risen." And then I was done. And then I came to. So it's a lot to process when you're moving through the body and the eyes of another and experiencing walking with Christ so that you can understand who he was, what he meant, and how long his impact on this planet has continued because of the love that he expressed to others. It's been a journey to try and process and understand that, but a beautiful one.
Listening, and as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.